Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just moving right past that. 3 o'clock. Great to have you. We've got callers to get to, so I want to kind of reset things and try to bring two topics into focus. That way, everybody participates. We started the show, TSN 1050. There was a discussion about Mitch Marner. And the Wings are just an afterthought. I mean, Darren Dreger basically is like, yeah, he's going to L.A. or Vegas. And it irked me because I sit here and I'm like, then what is the point of Steve Yzerman? If he can't recruit a high-end free agent, a difference maker, he doesn't make impactful trades, the pro scouting's been terrible, what do we got to do to make the wheel? And I'm asking because this is the fork in the road summer. I don't even think the most ardent Yzerman supporter could tolerate another year like this or another summer filled with the JT Compher poo-poo platter. So, look, I'm not hung up about Mitch Marner like he cures all ills, but he is almost universally regarded as the best free agent on the market and a guy that Dreger says the Red Wings would love to have. Well, I'm of the belief if the Red Wings truly want someone, they should at least be at the table.
Right.
And the fact is, I feel like we're the Hartford Whalers now. So that's one. What do we got to do to make the wing wheel great again? I want to mix this in. I want to bring you and David into the fold on this. David, I thought it was a brilliant approach you had to this, so I want to give you a chance to just go. Enrico, answer it. You know where I'm at with this. I'm on record. But David has a question that you need to answer.
Yes, I'm watching last night's Eastern Conference Finals, and of course everyone wants to talk about the comeback. But what I want to talk about is watching that game gave me hope. It gave me, I was encouraged watching that for the Detroit Pistons. If we make one move, if we make that move this offseason, I'm not afraid of the Pacers. The Knicks, please, miss me with that one. If we make that one move, we are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals next season. But the question is, to move or not to move? Because yes, we have to move. We have to do that. We are in that seat next year. We're not talking about the Knicks next year. We're not talking about the Pacers.
Not talking about the Celtics.
We're not talking about the Celtics. We're not talking about anybody. We are talking about hosting games in the Eastern Conference Finals is what we would be talking about, but we have to make that move.
So no respect for the Pacers?
No. Wow. None whatsoever. Did you see them last night? Great. They won. Great comeback.
David, I think the point before Rico answers is just there's a split. A lot of the Pistons hardcore fan or Pistons media is like, no, let it simmer. Assur's going to have a full offseason. Then the rest of us are like, boy, the East looks pretty open. Why don't we push a button here?
Yeah.
So to move or not to move?
You have to make a move. And you have to make a move, and it can't just be, okay, we need to get this three-point artist. We need to get this backup whoever. You need somebody who could help you score because, David, the reason why you should be encouraged, the reason why Pistons fans should be encouraged, you had the lead in all six games against the Knicks that you played, okay? Now, you couldn't finish. That was your problem. Cade struggled at the end. Cade threw a lot of turnovers, missed some shots. He needed help. He needed somebody that he could count on. I don't know. I don't think that that's Jaden Ivey. I know a lot of people are like, we already got our guy, and it's Jaden Ivey. I think you have to make a move. I think you need to get somebody established that can handle the pressure of being there. Because imagine, if Jaden Ivey's with this team next year, it's going to be his first time with that type of pressure, and you can't expect much out of him. You have to make a move, and you have to get somebody that's Cade's equal or better. You can't just go out and get role player, okay? You got to get, like, I look at the Knicks, and your biggest, they got to get somebody to help Brunson bring the ball up. He was dragging ass at the end of that game. He was done, toast, turning the ball over, trying to get a foul for the Pistons. The fact that you're almost pseudo-living through the Knicks because you gave them the best series they've had so far. I mean, now they're down 0-1, so maybe the Pacers will. I'm with you. I think that they could be a part of the top four teams in the East, and you see where it goes. Now, I do have respect for Indiana. I do. I know you don't. I do. But I look at these teams, and there's nothing great about them. There's nothing special about them.
Correct.
There's nobody like, man, it's no way we're going to beat Giannis. It's no way we're going to beat this team. It's no way. Let's just hope that we get there, and then if we lose to them, it's okay. No, everything's open. And with the NBA having now going to be, the seventh or eighth new champion, who's to say you can't be the next one? So I'm with you. You got to make a move.
So why do so many people not want to make one?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Scare I mean, money, you make man. It sound so easy. So
this scare money because Mike, I think you know the reason. You got to break up some of the people that's the fan favorites. You're going to lose some people.
Fan favorites. Team doesn't have any fans. It's the first year of any good in 15 years. You think they have some deep emotional attachment to Jaden Ivey? You know what that is? That's fraudulent.
You asked the question of why some fans
and
are
I'm
like
giving
that
you my answer to
because
it.
Because they don't want to lose. Can't we just add players and not like – for them, it's like, I'd rather just go the free agent route and we don't have to lose anybody. We can keep everybody here.
Free agency are out in Detroit. Okay, cool.
You asked the question.
Yeah, and I'm giving you the answer. If people are that stupid, they deserve to never win a title.
Correct. You have to be bold. You have to go out. I'm not scared to trade Jaden Ivey. I'm not scared.
Are you kidding me?
He's
got 20 years of history in this city. Don't you know that?
I don't care at all. Make the move to go get that guy. Because you said, I'm not afraid of any team right now in the East.
So
I'm not.
So people, I want to get the Yzerman people in. I also want to get Piston fans in.
But, David, this is kind of like Mike with his Wyatt Langford moments. You should have thought of me when that shot went in. Because I'm like, That's my guy. Okay. No, I give you Wyatt Langford all the time.
Yeah, I know, give you but him. What did Wyatt Langford cost us? Max Clark and McGonagall. You're saying Halliburton, it cost us Cade. If you draft Halliburton, we don't have Cade. That's a different deal you're making.
No, I still think you would have got Cade. You wouldn't have had Killian Hayes.
Well, that part, no. Okay, I don't care. Fine.
I can't have my moment.
Because I don't, but I'm just saying I'm happy with Cade. I love Halliburton.
I like Cade. They're different drafts.
I like Halliburton. I do.
They were different drafts. That's the player I wish we would have had. Somebody of that caliber. Somebody who can make the shot.
Well, you don't think Cade is better than Halliburton? You like Halliburton better?
Yeah.
Then Cade, not Killian. Don't do that.
No. But, Mike, I think they're on a similar level. And I'm saying if Cade has somebody that he can throw the ball to and say, hey, they're going to double team me. You're going to be open over there. Take the shot.
All right.
He doesn't have that right now. He's throwing the ball and it's going out of bounds. He's going to throw the ball and it's to who? You know, Tim Hardaway?
Okay. Junior. People, I need you to answer it. David says straight up, it's right there. Doesn't fear anyone. To move or not to move. Many of you refuse to want to take a big swing. Oh, this guy sucks. That idea is stupid. Let Trajan cook. Just answer David's question. You know where I stand. I didn't have to say anything. I mean, I want to make a move. I'm tired of this crap.
You have to. I mean, at the end of the game, if you have Asur on the court, you're playing 5-on-4 basketball.
Right, but they don't care. Like, right, I think it's every reason they won't make a move.
And that's why you're not going to win, because you need 5 guys who can make a basket, because the other team knows you don't even have to guard him. We're good.
Yeah, but the problem is, I think David's point is going to be used against him. Oh, yeah, we came close to beating the Knicks, who beat the Celtics, and now, and all Piston fans are going to do is, well, we'll just develop and we'll get it there naturally.
Well, congratulations. You got 6 numbers in the lottery. And you know what that got you? Nothing.
Okay, good talk.
I mean, you're 3 numbers. I mean, it's like, look, it's close, but then take that. I'm with you guys. Take the next step, man. Be a have and not hoping to be on the waiting list to be a half. Just kick down the door and say, you know what? We're here too.
248-539-9797. We've got the Red Wing calls in the mix. What do we got to do to make the Winged Wheel great again? Mitch Marner thing. Some cold water got put on that by Toronto media. And the question is just, what are we doing here? And then for the Pistons, I mean, last night's game was incredible. And for David, it just speaks to the Pistons are closer than people think or realize. And if you make a move, maybe it could be, as you put it, Rico, 6 straight NBA champions that are different. There's going to be a 7th. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be you. But that requires something other than a blood clot-free summer from Asur. Sorry. Or does it? Because many of you yell at people like us who want to move this thing forward. So you tell me. Because some of the reporting early goes right against what you and him and me want. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're not going to rush anything. I mean, hell, you have the owner talking about winning a playoff series. You don't have the owner talking about championships. Tom Gores was talking about winning a playoff series.
Yeah, we heard that.
Like,
yeah.
There's some kind of medal for that. Get a silver star?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.